Welcome back to TechNet Radio. It's IT time, and in today's episode, Blaine Barton and John Baker welcome Curtis Parker from the Forefront Online Protection Team. Tune in as Curtis gives us a tour of Forefront's new features for Exchange as he explains how Office 365 customers can simplify the management and security experience through this innovative service. Blaine, the mic is yours.
Hello and welcome to IT Time Radio. I'm your host, Blaine Barton, a senior IT pro evangelist with Microsoft. And with me, I have my friend and co-host, John Baker, also a senior IT pro evangelist out of Atlanta. Welcome back, John.
Hey, how's it going, Blaine? Enjoying time up here.
Good deal. Good to have you back on the show, my friend. And today's IT Time guest is Curtis Parker. He provides consulting services to the Forefront for Office product management team here at Microsoft and is the worldwide subject matter expert of the Forefront Online Protection for Exchange cloud-based security solutions. Welcome, Curtis.
Thank you, Blaine. How you doing, John?
I'm doing great, thanks. You must be right, guys. Where are you, up in Alpharetta?
I'm actually in Cobb County in Smyrna.
Right, so you both reside in the Atlanta area. You guys get together for lunch sometime.
Yeah, absolutely, right?
Yeah. So, Curtis, a little bit about you. You know, you're passionate about information security technology with over 17 years of experience in the technology field. You know, during your career, you've held, you know, various top sales engineering type roles, information security consultant positions, providing advisory services to corporations all around the world. It really looks like you have an impressive track record of having that deep technical understanding of Microsoft security solutions, you know, understanding the cloud and on-premise based server information security management and IT operational processes. And to me, you really drive the education and the velocity of Microsoft Exchange on-premise and cloud security solutions to businesses worldwide. You're also a Microsoft veteran. Prior to the role you have now, you've had responsibility for the Southeast, Mid-Atlantic, and federal regions as a security technology professional with Microsoft for over nine years in your career. You've also held various information technology roles with American Express, IBM, Sabari Software, and not only are you a Microsoft veteran, but you're also a United States Army veteran, and you've proudly, you know, served our country during Desert Storm, Somalia, Bosnia, Operation Joint Endeavor, some of the deployments specializing in field artillery, which, by the way, is one of my favorite topics. You're a real top shot. So welcome to IT Time. You once again reside outside of Atlanta. You enjoy NBA basketball. You like the Xbox. Who doesn't? Traveling and spending quality time with your wife and your newborn son. And by the way, welcome on the new family.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
You bet. And once again, welcome to IT Time. So let's get started. So, hey, John, you got a couple questions for Curtis?
Sure. Yeah. Well, one of the things we always do, Curtis, to break the ice is it's always interesting to find out what your first computer experience was. So what was it in your case?
Right. Okay. I think for me, that's a great question. Just based on what Blaine shared with the community here about me and my background, it really started at the point of my military experience. So, you know, I went into the military or I joined the military when I was 17, you know, the morning after high school. And at that time, you know, I really wasn't sure of the exact direction that I wanted to go towards. So after, you know, making a long story short, but, you know, after the military and I came home, I just came home from Bosnia and transitioned out and was really trying to figure out what path I wanted to take and move towards in the civilian life. So at that time, someone mentioned to me, I was also in school and just trying to carve out my path, but was in school and someone mentioned to me something about computers and really said that it seemed like it was a path or a career that was really taking off. and I should take a look at it. And that's really what I did. And that kind of led me, that was in about 1997 or so. And that kind of got me started. And I began my experience in the IT world at IBM. Worked at the Lotus Notes help desk, engaging with remote users around messaging and helping them troubleshoot connectivity issues. And it was new to me at that time, but I really took onto it like a sponge. And that led me to various roles. I'm still in the messaging arena, and I've always kind of stayed in this messaging space. It's been very familiar. It's become very familiar to me and comfortable for me in the messaging and collaboration space and communication arena. So I really enjoy where I'm at, and that has led me to stay within the messaging arena. But now in this day and age, I've sort of transitioned from messaging to the security side of the house and kind of the things that happen on the back end and in terms of the hygiene of, you know, messaging systems today. So.
Yeah, that's interesting. A lot of us get our start in IT and the help desk or the support desk. So that's interesting. That's where you got your start too.
Yeah. It's been a fun ride, and I've tried to, of course, keep an eye and a watch over the evolving and ever-changing, technology landscape, and have tried to stay with the things that pique my interest and kind of see what's coming and know that there's education that needs to be done in these spaces. And I just enjoy, being an evangelist, if you will, of technology to customers who have interest.
Well, today's topic, you're obviously an expert on forefront online protection. Why don't you tell our audience, one, what forefront online protection is, and then also how forefront online protection integrates or works with Office 365, because a lot of our customers are now moving their Office to the cloud. So how does the FOP help them?
So forefront online protection for Exchange is a cloud-based email security solution. It's providing anti-spam functionality, antivirus functionality, also compliance needs for certain organizations as well. Very easy to use. Obviously, being in the cloud, there are some, distinct advantages of leveraging, this type of technology. One, being the simple fact that there's no hardware or software to set up. So, you instantly gain that advantage from a cost perspective, but the technology itself, again, for an IT professional maintaining and managing an everyday messaging infrastructure, having to deal with sometimes the tedious act of messaging security now becomes easy in leveraging a technology in the cloud like Forefront Online Protection for Exchange.
Excellent. So is there some kind of demo or something you want to show us? Are you set up for that?
Yeah, absolutely. So what I'll do is I'll share out my screen. So here's the demo. Actually, being that our focus is on Forefront Online Protection for Exchange, and as it relates to Office 365, in Office 365 implementation, I thought I would show you the ease of use and how you can access it and sort of tune this technology to your Exchange Online environment. So, I've simply opened up a browser and visited portal.microsoftonline.com, as I would to access my the administrative actions for my Office 365 environment. So, we'll be focusing on, of course, Exchange Online, as this technology is providing that protection over that messaging environment. So here you can see the ability here to administer exchange online and you begin to, you know, move through those paces to do that. And you see these options here. And on the left side, you'll have mail control. And what we've added here is now, as you see on the right, the ability to access the Forefront Online Protection for Exchange administrative console. So, you know, imagine I'm an administrator doing my work on Exchange and tuning that to my organization. I need to make some changes. I need to create some specific policies for my organization around maybe attachment filtering, or I need to create a TLS secure channel with a business partner that I'm communicating with. You know, for example, these are some of the things that I'm going to do within this console for Forefront Online Protection for Exchange. So here, you know, when you first log in, you'll see tabs, and of course you see a great deal of information actually highlighted right in the middle here. And on the side, you see your charts. These are stats, for one, on the left side, stats for your organization, your company report, showing you things like what's the percentage of email that's being blocked, you know, towards my organization, in terms of spam. What's being delivered, what's being filtered by policy, okay, and how many viruses maybe are we seeing towards our organization. And you can get that breakdown from anywhere from 30 days to 365 days. And then on the right, you get that same report, but it's more so towards gauging what we're seeing as a service at the edge of our service. So can get some stats like that. But, you know, in the middle, a lot of key information you'll find, just good announcements about changes to the service that you want to be aware of and things of that nature. So a lot of good information there. Really one of the first places you want to look in terms of knowing exactly what's going on. But, you know, in terms of administering the service, there's some key things that you need to know that are available. And again, this technology, Forefront Online Protection for Exchange, is built right into Exchange Online within Office 365. So you can do things like create connectors, have control, what we call advanced routing control, over stages of your email flow. So, for example, there's three scenarios that you're kind of looking at when you're talking about these connectors. One, you may want to do some smart hosting. So you have an existing maybe DLP solution that you need to route your email through before, you know, delivering it out to its intended recipient. You can do that through a connector. You can also set up a TLS communication, inbound or outbound, between a business partner. So it's very easy to do that with a connector. And then lastly, you can also set up a connection or a shared connection between yourself and another business partner, but control different aspects. Like maybe you do not want to spam filter on a particular organization that may send types of email out that are traditionally blocked by blacklist and different spam blacklists that exist out in the community. So you can exclude them from certain filters like that, and we call that skip listing. You can certainly skip list. And they will, you know, skip list an organization you're doing business with, and they won't be blocked by, you know, a traditional blacklist. So those connectors are listed here at the bottom, and that's certainly an option you want to look at. Then you can also go down and look at things like your policy rules. And it's very easy to create a policy rule. And you can create these rules based on header information, sender information, recipient, attachment, subject line, the body of the message, the body, and also certain message characteristics themselves. So, you know, for example, if you need to create a rule on an attachment, you can certainly do that. If you need to create a rule for a specific subject line, like maybe you're encrypting a particular email, you know, encryption is here as well. So it's very easy to do that. Okay. And then lastly, another advantage of having or leveraging forefront online protection for Exchange within Office 365 are certainly other aspects of reporting, but you also take it a step further, or we allow you to take it a step further by performing a message trace, which allows you to see and what were the stages that took place when the message left my Exchange online environment or you know, as it was delivered, in route to being delivered to its recipient, or if it was rejected, kind of what happened, what rejected my particular email. So you kind of get an idea with this message trace, you know, if you have to prove, for example, a message was delivered to a particular recipient, or you have to prove that a message was encrypted at the gateway level for compliance reasons, certainly that's available right here within the administrative console. So, you know, those are some of the things that are there for you when you think about your traditional on-premise security solutions that, you know, you're typically, if you have that on-premise infrastructure that you've set up, you know, you're typically installing these type of security mechanisms and setting up consoles. And if you've got multiple Exchange servers, you're finding a centralized management console and having to do all of those things to get your organization set up. And, you know, we hope that things go well, but we know that as IT professionals and administrators, introducing something new to our organization sometimes, and unique organizations, every infrastructure is not the same. So there sometimes are repercussions to introducing, you know, new technology. So the point is that leveraging a technology in the cloud like Forefront Online Protection for Exchange certainly eliminates the risk of you know, infrastructure disruption, you know, helps to reduce overall cost just not having to set up anything. And then you get that technology built right into your existing investment with an Exchange Online, and hopefully that just makes life all good for you in terms of the individual or individuals who have to, you know, make sure that productivity is maintained and hygiene is a top priority.
My understanding is that this is a multi-engine antivirus, right? Does it come with antivirus tools, or is there a specific standard one and then the customer can add on the ones that they want, or how does that work?
Yeah. Actually, we have built-in technologies, built-in multiple scan engines. So there are multiple layers, and there are three engines that we leverage right within the cloud out of the box. So it's actually a good question to ask and to know about, because again, going back to what someone or an individual would have to do to maintain the antivirus signatures or the selection of the engines or the intelligence of the engines within their organization, Forefront Online Protection for Exchange actually has service level agreements. So there are five SLAs that we provide to our customers as guarantees. And, you know, a guaranteed expectation that you should have in using this technology. And one of those is around the virus protection. So we have a service level agreement that's financially backed that says we will catch 100% of known viruses in the wild. So, again, this is a feature that eliminates that task which would have to be carried out by an administrator, of managing the antivirus engines and worrying about if we're going to catch that virus, or if we're catching it, are the signatures up to date and things of that nature. We provide you the SLA and tell you that we're going to catch those known viruses out there, and you don't need to worry about it. So there's actually no maintenance or administrative function that you need to perform using this. So it's very easy to use.
And obviously, because this is in the cloud, the administrator doesn't need to, or everything with regard to the antivirus signatures and the management in that area is done in the cloud. They don't need to worry about that. They just need to worry about their users and any reports that they might want off the console, right?
Right. That's correct. So, I think that's the beauty of this technology. Yeah. I think that's the beauty of this technology. I've been working with the Forefront brand for a very long time and have seen it evolve from the general management of dealing with and installing maybe on the on-premise Exchange environment, for example, and now to see it where it is today in the cloud is pretty cool to see that. Organizations of any size can now leverage this technology in the cloud and have it integrated right into, solutions like, cloud solutions like Office 365, already built in is just a big value there on the back end that you get this built in. It's been protecting organizations for years, millions and millions of seats. Prior to the release of Office 365, but to now have it built right in, to me is just a huge added value for customers and organizations out there today.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. I mean, this is great bringing that whole online protection, component, if you will, into Office 365 and make it where it's just right out of the box. I think that's a healthy thing to have to nurture along with our cloud services as far as public cloud and Office 365. So once again, ladies and gentlemen, that's Curtis Parker. He provides consulting services to the Forefront for Office product management team here at Microsoft, and also is a worldwide subject matter expert on the Forefront Online Protection for Exchange cloud-based security solutions. So I want to thank Curtis for being our guest today, and of course, John Baker, my co-host. And with that, thanks a lot, Curtis.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Blaine, and thank you, John. I really, really enjoyed it.